Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gratitude Gems meditation series, the final meditation for 2015. As we're in the Gem of Turquoise, the final module is Success. So if you can do so safely, gently close your eyes and settle into this time of deeper communion with your soul, being grateful for taking time out to expand your consciousness. Begin with a big breath in and letting go of any stress or tension. Breathe in and breathe in. And yes, being grateful for all that you have accomplished in 2015. Know that all your accomplishments lead to your best and highest good. And that you can relax into this moment as we visualize a wave of white light heading down from head to toe, relaxing your shoulders. As you feel your shoulders begin to dip towards the floor, relaxing your torso, relaxing your arms, relaxing your lower back. Feel the wave of relaxation continuing down your legs, through your hips, past your knees, your lower legs, and to your floor. Knowing that and feeling that your entire body is now relaxed. Begin to feel, imagine, or see someone that you are grateful for. Picture them in your mind's eye now. Feel the loving gratitude expand in your heart. For this person, feel how they have influenced your life. Feel how you are grateful for their presence. Feel your heart grow and expand with love and gratitude. Now take that feeling and allow it to expand throughout your entire body. With every beat of your heart, feeling that loving radiance coursing throughout your arteries and veins, extending down your arms, down your legs. Feel your fingers and toes radiate with gratitude. See, feel, and know that you are a powerful gratitude radiator, radiating out gratitude into your world, into your town, radiating out gratitude, broadcasting throughout the entire world. Yes, you are a powerful gratitude radiator. You are success in all that you do. From your employment to your personal life to your exercise, your physical body, you are success. So as we begin to wrap up the year of 2015, we can look back and begin to appreciate and celebrate all the success we've had this past year. At your workplace, what were the milestones? Did you land that big contract? Did you get a raise? Did you complete that successful merger? Were you helpful to your colleagues? Did you simply make your secretary smile? Are you grateful for the gifts you might have given them for the holiday season? Success can come in large and small packages. Perhaps you were successful in showing up to work on time. Perhaps you were successful in coming back from lunch break on time. Perhaps it was a pleasant attitude that you found an appreciation for your boss. Success comes in many forms. What's important is to appreciate them, to appreciate all your success, to be grateful for the path you walk, to be grateful for every step you take. For it is through our employment that we support ourselves and our lifestyle. And perhaps even at the end of 2015, you've created a goal for 2016 to find new employment. So looking back, you can be grateful simply to have had gainful employment for 2015. Or if you had not, you can be grateful for all the challenges that you strove through in your job search, that you've become stronger and more focused on what you want, and we can hold the vision for a successful 2016. So let us appreciate, through a moment of silence, all our successes in our career for 2015. Yes, feeling the gratitude now. We know that success is an inside job. When we turn within and find the strength to stand strong, to step out, with faith and trust, we can succeed in anything we accomplish. Anything we put our mind towards, we can succeed. We can accomplish great things when we are focused on achieving them. When we keep our mind honed in on our goals. When we create a plan. When we chart out the steps we need to take to achieve. We hold the vision in our mind of our success. We begin to see, feel, and know we are successful even before we get there. These are the steps for being successful in our lives. When we are grateful in advance for success, we begin to attract and bring that success to us. Success takes work, effort, and there are challenges to succeeding. But when we put all the pieces together, when we align all the factors that go into success, we can and we do achieve. There are many distractions along the way. Phone calls, social media, challenges, fatigue. Yes, we are faced with hurdles along our path to success, but through our focus, through our determination, through our drive, we do achieve our goals. So for 2016, we here at the Achievement Process are going down a path that we are calling Focus and Finish. As we learn to stay focused on our goals, on our heart's desires, we are focusing on our success. We know that we can achieve anything our heart desires. So let us begin to think and dream. What do we want to achieve? What is in our best and highest good? What will really satisfy our soul? Perhaps it is a new job. Maybe it's a new car. A relationship. Travel. Where in the world would you like to visit? A foreign country. A rafting trip down the river. A sunny beach. A snowy mountain. A deep or grand canyon. Is it a cruise, a fishing trip, a sailboat ride? Does it involve an airplane? Perhaps it's visiting a loved one or a friend. Perhaps your goal is to have more friends in 2016. Or to meet that special friend. What are their attributes? Are they loving, caring, kind? Envision, imagine, write down all the aspects of your goals, dreams, and heart's desires. Write them down. And begin to see, feel, and know that you are successful, that you have achieved, that you are the right place at the right time, always. So let us, through a moment of silence, begin to form our goal list, our desire list, with feeling, through a moment of silence. So when we become clear on what we want to achieve, crystal clear, with all the details, the size, the quantity, how many zeros to the left of the decimal point in your raise, put all of the details down so you can wrap your feeling around it. Yes, we are successful when we focus, when we know what we want, and when we focus on what we want, not what we don't want. We don't focus on getting out of debt. We focus on creating income. We don't focus on lack. We focus on abundance. We focus on clear, measurable goals. For it's been said, success is the realization of progressive, defined goals that we take step by step to achieve them. So as we appreciate this time of deeper communion with our souls, connecting with our feeling nature, our heart centers, we begin to balance the thinking nature and the feeling nature. Yes, we need to be able to think about and write down our goals, but we need to be able to feel them, how they make us feel when we achieve them. Through the feeling nature, we create that positive energy of success. We raise our energy, out of the depths of doom, gloom, and despair to the heights of love and appreciation. For when we are in love and appreciation, we are at the top of the hierarchy of emotion, where we do our best attraction, where we do our best realization of our goals. So we balance the mind and the heart as we balance our mind, body, and spirit. For when we are in love and appreciation, we connect more freely and easily with spirit, allowing spirit to align with our goals, dreams, and desires, to allow that beautiful energy to flow to our success. So be grateful for all the blessings in your life. Be grateful for all the challenges in your life. Be grateful for all. So let us float through one more moment of silence as we are grateful for all our success in 2015. Thank you, God, for all the gratitude, for all the success, for all the blessings that flow to us with ease and grace. So we are grateful for 2015. We set our sights for a prosperous 2016. So let us begin to gather up all of our gratitude as we begin to end this time of meditation, this time of deeper communion with our soul. We begin to bring back to a state of outward consciousness, knowing that we can return here at any moment of the day simply by turning within unto our heart center, taking that 18-inch journey from our heads to our hearts, opening up our feeling nature. So let us begin to imagine a staircase before us. And as we begin to slowly climb the staircase, we become more outwardly oriented, becoming more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic, ready to approach our day with gratitude. Begin to feel your fingers, wiggle your toes, becoming awake, refreshed, ready to approach your day. So approach all those you meet today with gratitude on your face, with a big smile and love in your heart. I'm grateful for sharing this Gratitude Gems meditation with you. you can find out more about Living in Gratitude at believeingratitude.net. Follow us on Facebook at The Grateful Universe. Or catch Bodhi the Big Dog and her daily offerings of gratitude on Facebook as well. We share our sister site with The Achievement Process, where we focus on achieving our goals, creating our success, achieving our heart's desires. For 2016, sign up for our focus points, weekly emails to keep you focused on your goals. That'll be launched in January. So we are grateful for sharing this meditation with you, as we are grateful for our successes of 2015, and we are grateful in advance for a wonderful, prosperous, healthy 2016. So do live in gratitude. Keep in touch. And as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are. Thank you, and have a grateful day.